Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Today is our special Mother's Day edition of the show. Mother's Day celebrations date back at least as far as ancient Greece, where worshippers observed a spring day in honor of Rhea, the mother of the gods. In 17th century England, Christians celebrated Mothering Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent, to honor the Virgin Mary and other faithful moms. In the United States, Julia Ward Howe suggested the idea of Mother's Day in 1872. Howe, who wrote the words to the Battle Hymn of the Republic, saw Mother's Day as being dedicated to peace. So, in honor of all the mothers and mothers-to-be out there, and to everyone who has a mother, we've got a whole show of songs having to do in some way or another with mothers, as well as some more about the history of Mother's Day. We've got songs about dream mothers, mean mamas, red-hot mamas, your mother and mine, and even a mother-in-law or two. And here to get us started is George Olson and his music.
Ay, mamá y ne, todo lo negro tomamos café.
Thank you. see you in dreams every night. We'll meet, Mother, sweet Mother, somewhere, sometime. Though you're not here beside me, I know you'll always guide me. Dream, Mother of mine.
Thank you.
Lloyd Turner and his Villa Venice Orchestra in Chicago, June 24th, 1926, and My Mama's in Town. That was Lloyd Turner on trombone. The other personnel in the band are unknown. Lloyd Turner worked in New York in the mid-20s with Fred Rich, Charlie Kerr, and Gene Goldkett, and with Richard Himber in the mid-1930s. Before Lloyd Turner, we heard the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on May 22, 1928, with Bill Dutton performing the vocal on That's My Mammy. That was preceded by George Olsen and his music and Dream Mother from March of 1929, and we started off our Mother's Day show with Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies in Espanol with Mama Inez. That maniacal laughter referred to on the label as vocal effects was produced by Arthur Fields, who, along with Walter Donovan and Harry Carroll, wrote the Abba Dabba Honeymoon in 1914. You're listening to a special Mother's Day show of Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll continue with Vic Myers, Waring's Pennsylvanians, and Bell Baker when we return right after this. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Welcome back to this Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Anna Jarvis is credited with bringing about the official observance of Mother's Day. Her campaign to establish such a holiday began as a remembrance of her own mother, who died in 1905, and who had, in the late 19th century, tried to establish Mother's Friendship Days as a way to heal the scars of the Civil War. 2 years after her mother died, Jarvis held a ceremony in Grafton, West Virginia, to honor her. She was so moved by the proceedings that she began a massive campaign to adopt a formal holiday honoring mothers. In 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially marked the day. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day as a national holiday to be held on the second Sunday of May. Continuing our tribute to mothers, here's Waring's Pennsylvanians.
To me.
Why?
Broadway's where I hail from. Guess you guys could guess. My pal Soho Yale from the ICS. But at any cost, I'm out to make up lost time. College life all wrong. Alma mater, here's your new song. I'm singing out. Mammy, Alma mammy, you know me, Alma. Well, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Break the boys of other schools in two for you. Oh, Alma mammy, Alma mammy, you know me, Alma. Oops, there goes an elbow. Wham, there goes a knee. Yay, but Alma, mammy, you're like a mother to me.
Sing that song, boy.
Alma, mammy,
Alma,
mammy, you.
Oh, I can't go through with it. Yes,
Alma.
I can. I will go through with it.
There's nothing I wouldn't do
mammy,
for you.
Mammy, you're breaking me up.
Break the boys.
Can't you hear me talking to you? This is your great big little sunny boy.
Alma,
mammy, don't
mammy,
tell me. Little sunny boy.
Mammy, oh, you know me, Alma.
There goes an elbow.
Well, there goes a knee.
A knee for you, mammy.
But what the hell?
Put them all together. They spell mammy.
Mammy. You're like a mother to me.
Mammy.
afraid to tell your mother. Don't be afraid that she'll discover that you and I have planned a little home. You may be scared to death to tell her, may have to sleep in the cellar, but our lives must be ours all alone. Because if you tell her that you love me, dear, then I'll be waiting at your door. But if I have to wait around a year, I'll have to say I'm gonna go away and never come back no more. Don't be afraid to tell your mother. Don't be afraid that she'll discover that you and I have planned a little home. She must be told that you and I have planned a little home. Because if you tell her that you love me, dear, then I'll be waiting at your door. But if I have to wait around a year, I'll have to say I'm gonna go away and never come back no more. Don't be afraid to tell your mother. Don't be afraid that she'll discover that you and I have planned a little home. She must be told that you and I
now, baby, your mother, just like she babied you, way back in your baby days. And maybe your mother, maybe she's lonesome and blue, just waiting for you and needing you too. For the debt of love you owe her, you can never pay. Go take her in your arms and kiss her tears away. And baby, your mother, like she babied you, back in your baby
day. I'm sorry, I owe you a big apology. I forgot to tell you to get the tissues ready at the end of the last segment before we started this set. That was the Virtuoso of the Emotions, original in manner, method, material, and magnetism, Belle Baker in 1927, and Baby Your Mother, like she babied you. Before Belle Baker, the Mills Brothers on February 20th, 1935, and Don't Be Afraid to Tell Your Mother. That was preceded by Vic Myers and his orchestra in Los Angeles on August 21, 1923, and Mean, Mean Mama. The Vic Myers Band was very active in California in the 1920s. The band featured Jim Taft on trombone. Later, Taft switched to bass and played in Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra in 1935 and 36. And we started off this segment of our Mother's Day show with Waring's Pennsylvanians on a Victor 78 in 1929 and Alma Mammy. And you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a request? Have a comment about the show? Well, you can send either or both to me by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison. Or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, I certainly hope yours is not a mean, mean mama, and we'll be back with some songs about some nicer mamas when we return right after this. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. Continuing our story of Mother's Day, unfortunately, Anna Jarvis's accomplishment of having Mother's Day proclaimed a national holiday soon turned bitter for her. She was outraged by the commercialization of the holiday and filed a lawsuit to stop a 1923 Mother's Day festival, and was even arrested for disturbing the peace at a War Mothers convention where women sold white carnation, Jarvis's symbol for mothers, in order to raise money. "This is not what I intended," Jarvis said. "I wanted Mother's Day to be a day of sentiment, not profit." When she died in 1948 at age 84, Jarvis had become a woman of great ironies. Never a mother herself, her fortune dissipated by her efforts to stop the commercialization of the holiday she had founded, Jarvis told a reporter shortly before her death that she was sorry she had ever started Mother's Day. She spoke those words in a nursing home where every Mother's Day her room had been filled with cards from all over the world. Continuing our Mother's Day special, here's Frank Munn.
Thank you. life just a song. When you were a kid, where did you want to be? Don't answer, I'll tell you on your mother's knee. Your mother and my mother too, we're angels whose hearts were a shrine. And the one up above sent this message of love to your mother and my mother, to your mother and
deepest sea, I know whose tears would come down to me, my mother's. For the world may call you failure, and the fates may grind you small, but in the eyes of your mother, you're as big and as great as them all. Just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely soul, I'll walk the straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, one real unselfish love I found in a
Miss Cecilia Green, a little over sweet 16, but the cutest clapper that you've ever seen. When the fellows pass her by, she will always wink her eye. And when she talks to them, when she walks with them, this is what they all cry. Does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? Does she know that I'm about to steal you? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. Now many funny things occur, and while the boys are courting her, you see, I refer to one case in particular. It seems that she went with a boy named Joe, who was always lisping so. And when he'd ask this miss for a little kiss, it would sound just like this. Doth your mother know that you're out, Cecilia? And doth he know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me that you and I should get together. And how about a little kiss, Cecilia? Cecilia, just the kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. And does your mother know that you're out, Cecilia? And does she know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh, my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine.
While the Caribbean pipers play, sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Charlie Kunz and his Kasani Club Orchestra and Did Your Mother Come From Ireland, from October 1936. The vocalist was Vera Lynn, whose real name was Vera Margaret Welch. Born in London's East End in 1917, Vera Lynn began her singing career at age 7, performing in local clubs. At age 11, she joined a child dance troupe, Madame Harris's Cracker Cabaret Kids, and at 15, became a vocalist with Howard Baker's orchestra. 1935 was a landmark year for Vera Lynn. She made her first radio broadcast with the Joe Loss Orchestra and was hired as a vocalist by Charlie Kunz. She also made her first recordings, both with Kunz and anonymously for the Crown label that same year. She joined the Burt Ambrose Orchestra in 1937 and remained with them almost exclusively until 1941. In 1939, she married Ambrose clarinet and tenor sax player Harry Lewis, who also became her manager. Vera became the most popular British singer during World War II, hosting a BBC radio program called Sincerely Yours. Her morale-building ballads were extremely popular with servicemen, and she appeared in an armed forces stage review, toured Burma in 1944, and made 3 wartime films. After the war ended, she retired, only to return to show business in 1947, touring and hosting a new radio program. Her record label, Decca, promoted her in the U.S. during the musician's strike of 1948, and she garnered a U.S. top 10 hit with You Can't Be True, Dear. In 1952, she became the first British artist to hit number 1 on the U.S. charts with Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart. And in 1954, she achieved her first and only British number 1 hit with My Son, My Son. She continued performing through the 70s, and in 1976, she was made Dame Vera Lynn. Before Vera Lynn, we heard from Whispering Jack Smith, accompanying himself on piano, and Cecilia, Does Your Mother Know You're Out? Recorded in New York on September 21, 1925. Jack Smith was born in New York in 1898 or 99. During World War I, while serving in France, he suffered a gas shell bombing, which reduced his vocal capacity to a whisper. Later on, this became an integral part of his show business image. In reality, he had a much more substantial voice. Jack Smith died in New York in May of 1951. Jack Smith was preceded by Roy Shields in his orchestra backing George Jessel and My Mother's Eyes from 1929. And we started out this segment of the show with Frank Munn, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra in 1929, and Your Mother and Mine. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got lots more, including a mother-in-law, when we return right after this.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Today, because of and despite Anna Jarvis's efforts, many celebrations of Mother's Day are held throughout the world, and although they don't all fall at the same time, Denmark, Finland, Italy, Turkey, Australia, and Belgium do celebrate Mother's Day on the same day as the U.S. Well, at great peril to myself and great risk of getting a lot of letters from the mothers-in-law out there, I'm going to play this one by Horace Smith.
You're the one I need. Red hot mama, you're some drama. Yes, indeed. in the follies with the dollies. He'll have a pair of eyes just like old Bengali. I confess that you possess the sweetest charm in town. And unless I miss my guess, the boys all follow you around. You make music master drop his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle. Red hot mama, red hot mama, sweetest gal in town.
Red Hot Mama, written by Gilbert Wells, Bud Cooper, and Fred Rose for Sophie Tucker, who recorded it for OK. This version was the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra, and that was Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon on the harmony vocal. That was recorded in Chicago on April 6, 1924. And we started off with Mother-in-Law Blues, Horace Smith accompanied by the Patent Leather Kids, a trio consisting of Sid Valentine on trombone, James Slick Helms on piano, and Paul George on banjo. Raymond Sid Valentine was born in Indianapolis, Indiana in November 1908. He worked as an usher at the Washington Theater in Indianapolis and got trumpet lessons from Frank Clay, leader of the theater's house band. In 1928, he formed a 10-piece band known as the Patent Leather Kids. Mother-in-Law Blues was recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana on October 2, 1929. And you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you've enjoyed this special Mother's Day edition of the show and that you'll tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And as a matter of fact, next week's show will have an entire segment devoted to requests. You're also invited to stop by my website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email, or play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. I hope you'll stop by. It's either glennrobison.com or rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Either one will take you to the same place. Well, this wouldn't be a Mother's Day show without including this last song. The song popularly known as My Mammy, which to many people defines Al Jolson, was written by Sam Lewis and Joe Young with music by Walter Donaldson and entitled The Sun Shines East, The Sun Shines West. It was introduced in vaudeville by William Frawley, known to later generations as Fred Mertz on I Love Lucy. Al Jolson introduced it on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater in 1920 in the show Sinbad, which ran for 164 performances. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, thanking you for your very kind attention and wishing all of the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. Here's Al Jolson.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're far from home. Here's what you see.
the sun shines well. But I know where does the sun shine best. Mammy, Mammy, my heart rings, I tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming. Sorry, I made you wait. I'm a coming. I hope and trust that I'm not late. Mammy, I'm talking about my mammy. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. Mammy, my little mammy. The sunshine east and the sunshine west, but I know where the sunshine best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about, nobody else's. My little mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mary, I'm coming. Oh, God, I hope I'm not late. Mary, oh, don't you know me? It's your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my.